here's a story from The World.
Across Italy, attention has turned to a recent murder outside of Rome. The victim was black. He was beaten to death by a group of white men. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
Willy Monteiro Duarte was born in Rome to parents from Cape Verde. He had just become an Italian citizen and at 21 years old was an aspiring chef at a hotel in a town near Rome. All that ended early this month when he tried to break up a fight and instead was beaten to death himself. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte attended Duarte's funeral, and hundreds marched in a candlelight procession to call for justice. Two white brothers were arrested in Duarte's death and have been charged with murder. Some believe they should also be charged for committing a hate crime. But that's where things get complicated.
Maybe another case would be absolutely a case of racism. But in this case, based on the facts that we know, we do not know at the end.
Giulia Perin is an attorney with an Italian Association of Immigration Lawyers. She says there needs to be concrete evidence of racist motivations.
This could be done if, for instance, we know that at the moment of the killing, these boys were shouting, "You are black," or something. But that's not the case.
Others say that Duarte's death is evidence of growing fascism in Italy. Marcello Manieri is an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Milan Bicocca, who studies race and power.
Fascism in Italy has this history of the cult of the male body, the strong myth of Rome that ruled the world and so on, a myth of domination.
The brothers charged in Duarte's death have pleaded innocent. They're bodybuilders who are into mixed martial arts and have police records.
These people acted like they owned the community. They wanted to patrol their territory. In the end, I think that when they saw this black guy, they thought, we are the people who must control the territory, not him.
And that's a fascist instinct, he says. Judith Sunderland argues the brothers' behavior can be fascistic and racist. She's deputy director of Europe for Human Rights Watch, based in Milan.
Fascism, as it was developed and implemented and experienced here in Italy, had a very racist dimension to it.
And Sunderland says that while Italian law enforcement requires clear-cut indications to declare an attack racially motivated, that's not how racism often works in reality.
It's unfortunate that so much of the conversation has revolved around this insistence on, well, it's not racism. It was all these other things, but it absolutely wasn't racism, because that means that people aren't ready for the kind of reckoning that is necessary in order to really address systemic discrimination and racism in our societies.
Yet last week, Duarte's family released a statement saying they didn't want their son's death to be used as a political tool to talk about racism or fascism. They wrote, quote, "Willy was the victim of cruelty and unjustified ferocity, which had no color or race," unquote.
I understand why they did this statement. I think I can understand.
But it disappointed Ariam Tekle, a daughter of Eritrean immigrants. Her 2017 documentary explored the lives of children of immigrants in Italy. She doesn't know the Duarte family, but speculates that they were trying to fend off racist attacks online. Tekle believes if Duarte had died in the U.S., there would be a larger mainstream discussion about racism.
For me, it's obviously racist action. It's a bit dangerous saying that is not racist, because it is.
And she says, as long as Italians don't recognize racism, they won't be able to address it. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
From PRX.